To rugby, tomorrow night, the All Blacks and Springboks play the 100th test between the two nations in what many believe is the greatest rivalry in rugby. There have been thrilling matches, watershed series victories, World Cup triumphs, and of course, controversy, including the infamous 1976 and 1981 tours. Rugby reporter Joe Porter looks back at some of that history ahead of this weekend's centenary test, which is being held in Townsville due to the COVID pandemic.
The 1995 World Cup final wasn't the most memorable of matches, but the result was, as South Africa beat the All Blacks at a time when something was desperately needed to unite the nation just a few years after apartheid was abolished. In 1976, the All Blacks were sent to apartheid South Africa to tour, with the Māori members of the team made honorary whites. Andy Leslie was All Blacks captain.
In Cape Town, and the guys got the tear gas, and they were walking down the streets, and there was a tear gas attack and all that. And I can remember Kirky and them coming back to the hotel, and they were in the middle of it.
After the tour, Leslie described South Africa as a country at war, and the tour led to protests and 25 African nations boycotting the 1976 Olympics in Montreal. However, the number 8 says the rivalry between the two countries has never faltered.
They were the team to beat. You know, All Blacks playing the Springboks in the day, they were your World Cup finals.
Leslie's love affair with All Blacks and Springboks rugby goes back to childhood.
I can remember sitting on the sideline on a plank of wood at Athletic Park, and Tommy von Vollenhoffen was playing on the wing, and he just about landed on our laps.
Leslie also remembers the 1956 tour here by the Springboks, where New Zealand were after revenge following the previous series loss in South Africa. The All Blacks would claim a 3-1 series win as prop and New Zealand heavyweight boxing champion Kevin Skinner was called out of retirement for the final two tests.
Just the loveliest, quietest spoken man with such a reputation. You wondered whether it was all true, but he's a very, very strong man.
And obviously he really took it to the box forwards, didn't he? He made sure none of the All Blacks got pushed around.
Yeah, swapped over the side of the scrum and looked after most things, I think.
While New Zealanders celebrated the 1956 series, they were divided by the 1981 tour by the Springboks. Apartheid had made South Africa an international outcast, and many New Zealanders didn't want to have any sporting contact with the country.
Smoke bombs, flares, and an attempt to come onto the field.
It led to protests and clashes with police as more than 150,000 people took part in over 200 demonstrations around Aotearoa. Graham Murray was All Black captain, but made himself unavailable for the tour.
South Africa disenfranchised 80% of the population from ever being able to represent their country in rugby. You know, as All Blacks, we always used to talk about the need to be able to get up and look at yourself in the mirror the day after a test match, and I think it was the right moral decision to make.
After the tour, in which two games were cancelled due to the protests, the All Blacks wouldn't play the Springboks again until apartheid had been abolished in the 1990s. It took until 1996 for the All Blacks to first win a series in South Africa, but the rivalry since has leaned New Zealand's way, with the All Blacks winning 32 of the last 43 tests. The Springboks are coming off two losses to the Wallabies, and the All Blacks are favourites to win tomorrow night's centenary test and seal the Rugby Championship crown. However, Beauden Barrett, who will start at first five, says they won't be complacent.
You know, wounded Springbok is quite dangerous.
The Springboks will need to be at their most dangerous in Townsville, where they must win with a bonus point to keep their slim title chances alive.